is the number. Just talking the midfield accumulators off the back of this article that appeared in the West Australian today, and Greg Williams has been good enough to jump back on the line. You probably didn't hear that intro, Diesel, but it's great to have you. Welcome to the program.
Ryan, good on you.
You did have an amazing career. The evolution of the game since your time when you were regularly racking up the 40s and having your 50s as well. How have you seen the evolution, and how do you equate it now, the current midfielder game, to what it was in the 90s and even back earlier than that when you were starting back in 84, 85?
Yeah, well, obviously there's a huge change, but I think, I know, my first game I had 38, which was a lot then, back then, a lot. And they... and the game's obviously changed now. The packs now, that takes four or five positions to get out of a pack, and keep possession. Obviously, the total possessions now compared to then was obviously nearly double. You know, it's a lot more now.
So, but I'm reading this article in the West Australian. The impact of a 30 possession game or a 33 possession game was enormous back then. Do you see the same impact today? And how many possessions do you see now from a player sometimes, and you think, well, he really didn't have as much influence on the game because it's all about holding the ball and waiting and getting it back as opposed to being as penetrating as you were?
Yeah, that's right. Like I said, the game has changed. Perhaps the biggest problem, but the players today, obviously, you know, there's probably five guys on the team who are getting 30-plus or more, you know, so... And I think, even like, say, Tom Mitchell, who... When he won the Brownlow a couple of years ago, I think 875 possessions he got. Like, it's a world record, and you know, just enormous amount of touches. And but I'm not sure what else to say. I think the number of possessions, like, I'm not sure exactly the numbers, but it was like 300, 250 touches the team was getting. 300,
yeah.
You know, back when I was playing, and I was averaging probably 10% of the touches in our team back then. But I'm saying now, Tom Mitchell was probably averaging 10% of his teams. Now they're getting 400. And, he's getting 40s all the time.
So essentially you're telling us exactly what this article's told us, and that is you can't equate it, really. We've got to an era now where you can't really look back at what happened in your day when you were getting the 40s and occasional 50s and try and draw a line to what's happening today, because the game style's changed so much.
Oh, it has. And I think, like, someone's saying that, oh, Tom Mitchell broke my record or whatever like that, which he did. But you still got to try and equate it to the times as well. Like, I think if I was playing now, I'm not just talking about myself, but, you know, Terry Wallace was of those days, and they'd still be getting a lot of possessions like the players are today. But, yeah, it's just a numbers game. You know, if they're getting so many touches per team and, you know, they're in the middle all the time, it's just coming through the middle more. And, you know, the good players read it well, and Sam Mitchell's another one. And, you know, there's these players that are getting, Lockie Neal, they're just... similar players to me, even in the amount of touches they do get.
You often...
I used to maybe one handball, I'd get out of the middle and handball to someone in open space and they'd kick it down the forward line. But now it's just so different. You know, four or five touches to get out of a pack now, as you know, Dwayne, you see in that seven games. But you know, there's just so many more touches per team. And keep possession, chip it round, backwards. You know, like, it's all... Yeah, you know, it's just changed so much. Even in my day, when I started, Terry Wallace was... his goal for the year was to have 500 kicks. Like, handball was like nearly... It improved a bit, but it was still like, if you got tackled, you handball nearly, you know? And then...
Yeah.
I'm not saying I changed the game, but I did, because I handballed more than I kicked, and everyone seemed to start doing that. And, like, handball's such a dangerous weapon and creates run and creates a loose man, which still... is the main thing in football, is trying to create the loose man, but it's harder now. It's harder to create the loose man because it's so crowded, you know, and it's interesting where it's going to go and where it's going to head.
But is your handball now, if someone was able to bring that back into their game, would it actually be more valuable now? But there's so much congestion around the ball. Your 30-metre handballs, which you were able to do either hand, would now actually put a guy in space if someone could recreate that kind of style.
Yeah, I think... I've helped Tom a lot, and you know, I work with Cripps a lot and Lockie Neal and that sort of thing as well. And I talked to him about being more dangerous because, and looking wider and, you know, hitting longer handballs, and that's what I try to get him to do, because they're very, hit the first one you see instead of and even when you're practicing a trainer, don't hit the closest bloke, hit it to the furthest bloke, you know, that sort of thing. Trying to open your vision. Vision's a big thing. But they are under a lot of pressure. And, you know, obviously you don't always get time to hit it as wide as you can. But I still think there's a lot of improvement in actually hitting longer handballs even today. You know, instead of the 1, 2, 3, 4 out, you know, you might be 1, 2 and out instead if you're hitting a bit further out.
And being able to do it with both hands?
I just natural both hands, and I used to like to control the ball with my preferred hand, not so much handball with it. I used to like to have my left hand on my right. So, but a lot of the Crips and those guys, like, they're all Mitchell, like, he's, you know, they're seriously good ball handlers and locking in on those types of players. And you got to get your head around the congestion, right, how much harder it is for them now. Like, it is really hard in there and crowded, and then you've got another layer behind the pack, and, like, it's just, you know, it's no good, really. It's stuffing everything up, really.
Can you fix it for us?
Look, I can. I think my idea of it, and I find even now with the girls playing and stuff like that, I think we've got to pay more free kicks. The rules are there in place to play high tackle or in the back, or I just think you've got to make it harder for the tackler coming in. They've got to be careful when they come in. Now, if they touch your shoulder, it's a free kick. You know, it'll open up more frees. People coming in, they've got to be careful. I don't think it's going to affect the game a lot, but I think ticky touch with free kicks, people might whinge about it, but I think it's going to help the game open up more.
And it'll help the ball goer as opposed to the tagger more? The bloke not looking at the ball?
Of course, yeah. Stuff the taggers. I don't care about them.
What about the ball reading ability? Because the ball reading ability was something that you had. You could watch the ball in flight and know it was going to land on a 20-cent piece 30 metres away. You could get to that spot. You kind of read it. You could read it 2 kicks away. You could read a football coming from the Sharon factory. That's how far back you could read it. But especially off a ruckman's tap as well, they're just as good as that, do you think, at the moment as you were?
Oh, I think there is, yeah. No, I really do think the players I've spoken about, Fife and, you know, Dangerfield and those sort of guys, like they're some serious midfielders, just like there was when we played. And I just think it's just a different game altogether. You know, it's just the centre bounce. I think it helped a bit when you had to have the forwards move back to goal score. I think that helped the midfield a bit. They had a bit more space at centre bounces, but not much else. It goes back to normal after that. So,
you got a thought on 16?
Well, everyone spoke about congestion. It's just a huge issue. And, you know, we've got to keep working on ways of creating some space somehow, because crowd's no good. I'm not big on tackling. I don't care about it. It's just gone too far. Pressure and tackling's gone too far. We've just got to make it harder for them.
Well, tackling numbers are doubled. We used to, back in your day, you'd have about 35 tackles a team. Now you've got guys that are getting 35 tackles in 2-3 games.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's just gone too far, the defence and tackling. You know, we've just got to make it harder for them. And make it open it up. Well, like I said, it's difficult to do that. Change the rules. But I really believe when you watch TV and you pay every ticky touch with free kick, they'll have to sit back more. A couple more have to sit back because there's more free kicks. You've got to be careful. You can't all come in the pack. And, you know, I just think it'll help. Now, it might only help 10, 15%, but it's going to help because you've got to be careful because there's more free.
Would you go with 16 a team, or you're not a fan of that?
I don't mind. I don't think it's going to make much difference. I don't think anyone would. I think it'll make difference to open it up. I think it's a good idea. And 16 or whatever, I'm not really fussed about that either. But we've got to stop worrying about tackling and pressure. I'm over it. And there were always, even when you watch old games, like, there seemed to be a lot of pressure on, you know, you watch the 95 grand final. Like, there's a lot of pressure. You watch the 1981 grand final. It seemed like there was a lot of pressure. I don't know why, but I'm not sure if you understand what I'm saying. But
yeah, no, I understand fully. I'm just trying to shut up and let you make your point, because you're making so many good ones. Have you made some of these to Steve Hocking?
No, I haven't. Look, there's a lot of brains in there, but I just think there's, well, let's try and change the rules. The rules are there in place. And I'm really worried about women and concussion. I've discussed that a lot. I'm really worried about how the girls are going, and they need to be protected as well, because they won't protect themselves. So let's make it a bit harder for the person coming in. And if you do touch them on the shoulder a bit, play a free kick. You know, like, let's... It's not going to be as bad as netball, obviously, or basketball. It's still going to be tackles. It's still going to be pressure. But let's just make it harder for them.
Yeah, and the fans will just get used to that. The fans will winch for a little while, but if it opens up with 16 a team and all of a sudden it opens up with tackling being stopped a little, you think the fans will get used to that because they'll enjoy their footy more.
Yeah, and then more goals and, you know, the Stars are playing better and, you know, all that sort of stuff. I think that's what you want to see. I'll be frustrated. Oh, like, I like football. I respect all the players. Like, I've been looking to come until, obviously, what's happened. But I think the way we can improve the game is, I just think the rules are in place. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Talking to the greatest midfielder of all time, according to many, including Matt Rendell, who was on the show saying that last week, Greg Williams. Hey, Greg, Carlton, can I ask you a quick Carlton question? You've been down there. How do you think they're shaping up, and the trauma and the drama and the evolution away from the drama era? Are they on track?
Oh, look, I think they've improved a lot. I really do. I know there's a lot of hype at the moment about Carlton and Richmond beat them, but I think they'll win more games than they'll lose this year. I think they'll take a pretty big step, and yeah, I'm confident that another pre-season or two, they'll be a pretty powerful side.
Should you have won 3 Brownlows?
I probably should have, but I won 2. Sorry, and I'm happy with 2. Thanks.
And you mentioned concussions. How are you going these days? Because you have had a couple of issues. You've been a really successful person off the field, post your career. That goes without saying. You've been a sensation in many respects. I think it's lovely to tap into your brain. But how are you going overall?
No, I'm good. I'm well looked after. I'm fine. But as I said, concussion is an issue even for young footballers, and parents make sure the kids are protected. And girls, again, like, I've got a big issue with the girls as well at the moment. And I'm loving the way they're improving at it. But, yeah, no, they just need someone to protect them.
And one last one. I don't like going back to the war, but everybody hated the way you finished, Greg. It wasn't the right way to finish for a superstar like you. And we're talking about mental health these days. How did you cope with that in the day? It essentially led to your retirement. And how do you reconcile it now? Because it was just horrible.
What's that, the...
The 7
the
games. And,
things or the,
yeah,
oh,
the 97 and... Yeah, the 9 games and 97 games. And ending it there.
Yeah, no, that was no good. But the good thing was we took it to court and got it suspended. And I finished the year. Actually, I didn't even have to take a week of that 9 weeks. Anyway, the 9 weeks was ridiculous. I should have probably got a couple of weeks or something, to be fair. But I moved. I touched the umpire, which you can't. But the chairman got a bit carried away, I think, gave me 9.
Yeah, you didn't hardly even know he was there. So I think they should have probably kept
it. I don't really worry about, honestly, I don't worry about how I finished. You know, I'm really thankful for the career I had in the, you know, we won the grand final in 95 and really capped off my career. Like, I couldn't be more, you know, I'm just satisfied. I was, well, I did, and I was just lucky to be parts of Geelong, Sydney and Carlton. And I loved it. Loved my time. I'm actually working at the moment. I'm looking at I'm big on skills and development, and I'm working on a app with some senior players and how to kick better, reprogram the way we kick, the way I kicked and the way I handled and I'm handling stuff like that. So we're getting some apps together and I'm really trying to reprogram the way we actually practice and teach kids how to kick and handball and things. So looking forward to having that come out pretty soon. So, when it does, I'll give you a ring.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get you straight on and we'll get you to plug it, because there would be so many people that would love to tap into it. So do you think goal kicking can improve too? Field kicking's not too bad, but how do you think, is it goal kicking that can improve? It's been the same for decades. We're running at the same, 62% for goal kicking at the moment for the great.
Yeah, I've heard yourself a few times talking about the goal kicking and stuff. It's just such a complicated thing. But I just think, I'm not big on straight. Like, I know there's been some champion goal kickers who run straight, but I'm not real big on, like, a straight action. I really like this stab pass action, which is a powerful action. Yeah, more natural.
Yeah.
More, and you can use it for goal as well. Like, we're too stiff and it's hard to repeat. And, yeah, I just, the new app will show all that, and I want to try and change the way kids are showed how to kick properly. Don't run straight, the way you drop it. I don't worry about all that. I just worry about how we actually make contact with the ball with a powerful step pass action. So I've got some good footage going with some stars and that, so it's going to be, I reckon it's going to be good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well. Greg, you get on this show as soon as you can and let the world know. Before I let you go, you were number one all-time midfielder, so Daylight was second. Who was 3, 4 and 5? Who were your rivals? Did you have any?
Well, in my day, like, Terry Wells, for Hawthorn. But there was, you know, Bradley I played against, and these guys, different type of midfielders. Just trying to think of some more, but, you know, I played with Jared Healy and, you know, Brett Ratton and, you know, some stars, Kuta Feedies and these types of blokes. So, there's always been a lot of midfielders. Even every game, there's always some serious players. And, yeah, no, I just loved it. I just obviously loved playing, and I wasn't that tall or anything, but I was, like I say, I could read the player right. I had a bad habit of getting the ball all the time. Trying.
The ball followed you, Greg, because you knew ahead of everybody else where it was going. Great to have a chat to you. Love you to come on when you get the app going, and we'll talk again soon. I really appreciate your time, Greg.
Yeah, we're going to reprogram kicking, ball handling, handball. Yeah, I'm going to show everyone how to do it properly.
And Steve Hocking, if you're listening, yeah, give Greg Williams a call. Steve, if you're listening. Greg Williams, the greatest of all time. Take your calls. 1-300-736-736. What did you think of all that? 1-300-736-736. Jump on the line. You're with Dwayne's World.